This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
But the province has said we're going to crack down on phone use. We're going to crack down at vaping at school with a lot of these detectors and bathrooms and whatnot. So what does a student think about this? And what does a student in student government think about this? Hayden Lai is an incoming student trustee for the York Regional District School Board and joins us now on Toronto Today. Thanks for making the time, Hayden. I appreciate it.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So what grade are you in now? What grade are you going into?
So I'm currently in grade 10, and in September I'll be starting my student trustee term, and I'll be in grade 11 by then.
Well, A, congratulations, and B, student government's still really important. It was. I never had the courage to run for any level of student government, so you stepped out and made it something you wanted to do, so I congratulate you for that alone.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So what about this policy with phones? What do you spot? And you would have come from kind of the generation that kind of got cracked pretty hard with schooling at home and COVID restrictions and whatnot. Did you see a change, Hayden, after the pandemic when you came back to school in person? Were phones more present and more being used by your classmates?
Well, yeah, I think so, definitely. When I was in school during the pandemic, it was during elementary school. So, yes, there was less use before the pandemic, but now I see a lot of reliance on it, right? I see, if I sit in the back of the classroom, I see a lot of students on their phones playing video games or not paying attention to the teacher. And the teacher will spend a lot of time on reprimanding students for being on their phones, which I think takes away from important class learning.
Well, it does. Are you hopeful that this turns around a little bit? Are most of you and your friends talking about this, saying there's a bit, this is going to be a lot stricter, and nobody wants to be embarrassed. Nobody wants to have their phone taken away. Nobody wants to get sent to the principal's office. Are people worried about that?
Well, yes, I think people are worried about that. And to a certain extent, I do think that this will be very effective because students are afraid that that their phones are going to be taken away. And I do know that in my classroom, this was a big discussion from the teachers. So I do know that students are learning about this and are going to have to adapt to this, which I think will be really good for in-class learning.
How often during a class, Hayden, you'd be the eyes and ears, because we trust you because you're there every day. How often does the teacher say, I want you to look something up on your phone? As in, how often is a student's cell phone utilized for the very things that people say, well, we need them out because we need to Google stuff, or he asks us to look up a historical figure or a fact? How often does that happen in class?
Well, I mean, I think that happens occasionally. I wouldn't say it happens too often, but I mean, we're still allowed to use our laptops and our personal computers, which I think will be which will help with that issue, because we can still search up about those historical figures on our laptops instead of having to use our phones, because there are those major gaps with students being on video games on their phones, and it's much easier to catch a student when they're on their laptop. So I think that there are still ways that we can improve learning because we can still have access to our computers.
Hayden Lai, our guest. He's an incoming student trustee headed towards grade 11, York Regional District School Board. Tell me about vaping. How big a problem is this? How many kids do it? Now I'm a parent of a grade 10 your age, and I'm pretty confident that it doesn't happen with him and it doesn't happen with a lot of his friends. But I'm guessing you see it and know about it.
I see it all the time.
Really?
Whenever I go into the washroom, I can either smell a fruity smell, or I can see someone that's vaping. It's just really, really bad. And not only is it bad for the students who do it, but it makes the students who go into the washroom very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it makes going to school an uncomfortable experience, which I think it's not very good. You know, every month or so as student trustee, we collect about a few representatives from each school. And I learned about this story about a girl who does athletics, and the story about her is that she's addicted to vaping, and she's just trying to quit until she can run up the stairs because it's hurting her health so much. But she can't stop because she's so addicted. So, you know, I think that a lot of these students are actively seeking out help, but it's very difficult to do so. So I think that these the new funding that Minister Lecce added is going to be very helpful.
That's so interesting you say that about that with the addiction, because I don't know how much education there is, and I don't know how much there can be in school. The school day is only so finite. So we always say, well, we want more reading, we want more math, and we want more phys ed. It's tough, isn't it, to deal with issues of addiction, whether it's marijuana, whether it's vaping, right?
Definitely, but I also think that the really specific thing that I really like about this policy. So as an example, at Huron Heights Secondary School, what they've been doing to stop vaping is by patrolling teachers around the washrooms. But there are a few issues with this because you need a lot of teachers, and it's also very expensive, and it also makes students very uncomfortable to go to the washroom. But what I really like about the vaping detectors is that it strikes a perfect balance, and it also tells students that this is not okay. Because for myself, in the beginning, when I was first in grade 9, you know, vaping was something that seemed very irregular.
Yeah.
I wasn't really desensitized to it yet. But after seeing so many students doing it, people close to me doing it, I've sort of been desensitized to it. And I think that when students are actively not being prevented from vaping in the washrooms, there's a really big problem, and we get desensitized to it.
I think so. Hey, Hayden, let's have a chat in a couple months as the school year wraps up. I really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hayden Lai is an incoming student trustee for the York Region District School Board. Super well-spoken. We'll check in with him before the end of the year. I like that student perspective on this. He's in on a lot of these changes. Not every kid will be, but he is. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of The Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google. Play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.